Kalim chapter 17, Mishnah 17. Tachtis Hatsorfim, the cage of goldsmiths. So apparently what they used to do was that when they worked, they used to stand in a wooden frame, some sort of wooden frame. And the point of it was that as they're working, if any of the gold fell off or any silver, precious metal, they'd pick it up, they'd catch it, and then they could reuse it. So that is tamei, says the Mishnah. It's impure, susceptible to impurity, because it has an interior that serves as a receptacle, and therefore it is impure. V'shalt napachin, but a similar cage of a blacksmith, tohera, is pure, and the reason being that it was only there to protect the blacksmith. It wasn't there to catch anything, and therefore, even though it has an interior, it doesn't serve as a receptacle, doesn't serve to catch anything, and therefore was not susceptible to impurity. Mashchezes sheyesh ba beis kibul shemen, a wetting block for sharpening knives that has a receptacle for oil, where they put oil while he worked, that is tamei, it is susceptible to impurity. V'she'ein ba, but if it doesn't have a receptacle for oil, then tohora, then it is pure. Pinkes sheyesh bo beis kibul shava, a writing tablet that has a receptacle for wax that they used to use. Tma is susceptible to impurity, vish einba, and if it doesn't have a little receptacle, then tahara, then it is pure. Machzele sakash ushfoferes sakash, a straw mat or a straw tube, a mat that they used to lie on, or a tube that they used to, you know, cut it off and use the inside of the straw to put something in there. So Rabbi Akiva matama, Rabbi Akiva says it is susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Matar, he says it is not susceptible to impurity, and the reason being that he holds it's too fragile. Because it's made of straw, it's too fragile to be considered a proper receptacle, and therefore is not susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, Avshel pakus kayotze behem. He says a gourd, gourds correspond to them. In other words, the same machlokas that they've just had about straw, they also have that machlokas about gourds, utensils made out of gourds, whether it's too kind of flimsy or not. Mechatzeles kanim v'shel chalaf, a mat of reeds or of hemp, tahira, says the Mishnah, is pure, and explains the Kahati that the reason being that these they're not used to support a person's weight, these kind of mats, so they're not susceptible to midras tumah. The only thing that these mats could be used for was for roofing. Right, for roofing. And since it was used for roofing and didn't have a receptacle, so there's no tumah that applies to them. Shvoferes sakana shechasacha lekabla, a reed tube that is sliced to be used as a receptacle, they want to hollow it out. Tohera is pure, ad sheyotzi es kol hakacha, until he removes all the pith, everything from inside. Now when it's hollowed out, the reed tube, so now it's a proper receptacle, and at that point, that would be susceptible to impurity.